as apps go, a universal app where owners of food trucks can kind of jump into this one app so it tracks everybody. I know the individual food trucks are starting to get their own apps.
That goes back to the problem
are.
That these food trucks kind of have to band together. They kind of have to form a coalition to form something like that.
A union.
With new food trucks coming in all the time, it's going to be tough, but you're going to have always that core group of food trucks that have been here for a while and that are going to be here for the long run. I think they have to kind of band together and possibly start something like that. And another great thing you guys do, if you don't have cash, don't worry. When you go to these food trucks, and Nana G's has it, they have that little square device.
Oh,
that
yeah.
They will swipe
Which
your debit
is
the and credit
best
card.
Thing for an
and it's
business.
A quick transaction. You're in and out. You're paying very easily, and it works out great for both parties.
Guy, let me ask you this. How much competition, how much real serious competition is there are there between a lot of the food trucks? I mean, friendly competition I can see, but a lot of it, I guess, can be not so friendly.
It really can. I mean, you've got guys out there that, you know, will show up, and you've got two taco trucks. You know, so it's like it's not really what you want, or two barbecue trucks. So
right.
It's like, you know, you really got to work on that concept, you know, do some homework for that guy that's going to spend everything like I did. I cashed out. Everything
yeah.
that I own is in this thing, you know, and it's working. And the city of Atlanta has welcomed us with open arms. So, but there is a battle.
But Nana G's Chicken and Waffles, that's unique. I guess that's the key, is find something that's a little unique.
Right.
And do it that
and
way.
And it goes back to the technical aspect, what Rick said a minute ago, about how you convert that kitchen into your truck.
Yeah.
So it's all about that concept. And if you stick with the concept and not go outside your box, you can make a lot happen.
But this isn't
truck.
A lark for Guy and Nana G's. This recipe for this chicken and waffles has been in his family for almost 100 years.
Yeah.
And there really is a Nana G that is 102 years old
uh-huh.
that
right.
has perfected this recipe. And, you know, Guy's taking it to the food truck and taking it to the street.
Does she get to drive the truck?
I hope
no, that. She's not driving the truck, that's for sure. But she actually just made us some tablecloths not too long ago.
That's
so
awesome.
She's very involved. We talk to her once a week at least. You know, her birthday's coming up, so...
She's driving the business.
There you go.
Sure,
for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. There are so many great food trucks to enjoy, and a lot of them happen within, like, food truck parks whenever they're set up. We have one near South Atlanta Road where I live in Smyrna. It's great Thursdays they have it there. And hopefully we'll see you out soon, wherever you might be. And Nana G's Chicken and Waffles, Guy Hallcroft, thanks so much for stopping by.
Hey, thanks again, guys, for having us.
Very cool.
It's the app of the week.
Awesome. Now, I'm hoping that app soon happens that has like a food truck collective where we can follow and find out exactly where the food trucks
when
are going to be.
It does, I'll be writing about it.
Sounds good. What do you have?
I'm using it.
What do you have today?
I have an app maybe you can use while you're waiting in line for those few minutes for your order at the food trucks. It's called the Read Quick app. It's a speed reading app, and it's pretty unique. It's not free. It's $3.99. But what it is you send your article or post your article in this app, and what happens is one word will appear on the screen at a time
uh-huh.
as quickly as you want, and you'll be able to read just that one word at a time. You put it together, and you're through that article in a fraction of
How
the time
that
it normally that? Would take. It is weird. I've tried it. I was kind of skeptical, but after doing it through maybe two articles, I started to get the hang of it.
Now, what's it called again?
Read Quick app.
Read Quick app.
Yep.
Like
for your iPhone or iPad.
Is it an Evelyn Wood thing? Remember the old Evelyn Wood speed reading
that
courses?
That didn't work.
Now, see, you can tie that into food truck technology or food trucks because I hate it. And Guy, I'm sure you had the same thing where you have people who all of a sudden approach and it's your turn in the window and, I think I'm going to have, it's like you got to get in there, get your order, get out.
Yeah,
so
all the time.
Speed reading might help, exactly.
Really, you like the food Nazi. No soup for you.
Right, exactly. Right.
No waffles,
no
for,
waffles
you.
For you.
I've seen that happen. Thanks you guys so much, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
This